care. Sometimes it's called something that starts with an S.
Shindong.
When the ground is too cold or muddy to sit on, you might get down like this when you're inspecting the leaves on a tobacco plant or passing the time with a friend. You're down on your...
What?
What would you call this being down on your...
Knees.
Have you ever heard, haunches? If a man is very big and muscular and athletic, you say he is very...
strong.
And then if he's, large, you might say he's...
muscular.
Or, when you spoke of old butter before, you mentioned that it got, okay. How about a man who was overweight but very strong? What would you say if he's overweight? He's very... Sometimes they even say this about women if they're overweight.
Obese?
Okay, but this word I'm thinking about begins with an S.
Stout.
Would you ever call butter stout when it got old? When you use the word common about a person, what does it mean?
Well, depends. Ordinary, just down-to-earth people.
Does it mean anything different?
Well, it commons in some of the countries. Has to do with government.
Mm-hmm. About a person, though, have you ever heard it to you? Okay. If someone is quite quick and active in all her motions, you say she's quite...
active.
What do you say of older people who are still able to move around very well? They're quite...
active.
All right. An old person, say about 80, who does his farm work and doesn't get tired, you might say, I don't care how old he certainly is mighty
active.
All right, now this word I'm thinking about is
strong,
used particularly with old people. Sometimes somebody's been sick, but then they start perking up and you say, my, you're looking better. Pirt? Right, pirt? Come here, boy. Pirt? Yeah. Okay. I don't want to go upstairs in the dark. I'm
afraid.
A person who gets afraid easily is kind of... like a dark road alongside a graveyard is
scary.
I don't understand why she's afraid now. She